feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by.
Well, what a wild weekend we had in the Middle East. And what a wild day it has been across America. You look at some of the major arteries. I mean, you look at what happened in New York. You look at Chicago. You look at the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, San Antonio, Texas, the Port of Long Beach, Miami, Chicago O'Hare. All of them dealing with major, major issues in terms of traffic. And guess what? It's because of the protesters, these pro-Palestinian and in many cases pro-Hamas and in many cases pro-Hezbollah protesters. I can't believe that I actually saw in New York today them waving the Hezbollah flag. It's on American soil. I'm sorry if you don't like it here. Go wherever you came from. It gets me so angry. You got Israel fighting for its survival, and we got a president who is waffling more than the Waffle House, you know? I mean, he is flipping and flopping so much, he makes pancakes, you know, look like steady, you know? I mean, this guy is all over the place and telling Israel, oh, take it as a win that you were able to deflect hundreds of cruise missiles and also the secret drones. So we got the political aspect, and then you've got Americans on American soil that feel so emboldened that they can be chanting on the streets of the USA, the greatest country in the world, and they're out there chanting death to America, death to Israel, Joe Biden, genocide Joe, and the president and his team are saying nothing. It speaks volumes. I'm sorry. I find it deplorable. I find it disgusting that they're actually out there on the streets, feel so emboldened they can say whatever they think. There was this group, by the way, over the weekend in Chicago. And if the Democrats think they're going to have an easy convention in Chicago this summer, wake up, guys, because it may feel a little bit like 1968 all over again. And during that time, of course, it was chaotic. It was crazy. There were the protests. And guess what we saw over the weekend? Some of the most vocal protests came from a group that's March on DNC 2024. They're Democrats, but they're not happy with Joe Biden. And they were literally cheering. I couldn't believe it. When Iran is attacking our great ally of Israel over the weekend, and it gets announced at this meeting, they're cheering and jumping up and down. And hey, I have great news for you. You know, it was like, you know, when Oprah like was giving out the cars, it was like, hey, I got something great for you guys. It was like, I can't wait to tell you what you're going to get. Well, you're going to get, you know, the cruise missiles and ballistic missiles and secret drones flying in, bombarding our great ally. And they're here on American soil, cheering and chanting and saying how great it is. What is wrong with our values? What's wrong with our leadership? That nobody has clamped down on it. And of course, Joe Biden doesn't want to clamp down on it because they're his voters. And he doesn't want to ruin Minnesota, Michigan, any of the Arab American votes. I guess he's willing to like take the hit with Israeli voters, with Jewish voters. You know, on one hand, he says, oh, I fully support Israel. And then he allows these people to spew hate that is also accelerating, as we are seeing on college campuses still. He's never once come out and said, I don't want to see these people out there. And in fact, he's doing quite the opposite. He's actually, when they interrupted him a couple times, he's like, oh, no, no, no. Let them speak. They have a right to speak. Let them speak. They got a point. They got a point. They're calling for death to America. They're burning American flags. They're waving Hezbollah flags, shouting how great Hamas is, which raped and killed people on October 7th and continues, of course, to keep a major threat to Israel. And they actually have the audacity on American soil to be chanting and cheering. These people are so out of touch and are so clueless And I shook my head. I was so disgusted this weekend to see that moment. And it reminded me so much of the Death to America chant. Who could forget that one? Remember when the guy came out, it was like, Death to America. And that was a week and a half ago. I thought that was bad. But then when I saw this weekend, when he's like, oh, wait, I got to interrupt everybody. We got some great breaking news. Iran is attacking Israel. And the group goes crazy. Like they just won, they won the lottery or something. And they're on American soil. And they don't care anything about it. They're there. They're out vocally. And apparently they've been doing it for a while. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And you are listening to The Rita Cosby Show. First off, here's some protesters. These guys were in Toronto. And listen to the cheers of glee when they found out that Iran was attacking our great ally, Israel.
I would like to make a quick announcement. We interrupt the protest to bring you this announcement. The Islamic Republic of Iran has just sent tens of drones towards Israel.
That's amazing. You know, I remember sort of hearing the audio out of the corner of my ear because I was glued to the TV set all weekend and watching and listening to the radio. And I couldn't believe when I first heard it, I thought, is that Tehran? Is that the streets of Tehran where they're chanting and cheering and so happy that Iran was actually doing these attacks? And no, it's American soil. And these people feel so emboldened and feel so able under this president that they can sit there and say that and shout it. And also, again, some of the groups based in Chicago, you know they're going to be coming out for that convention full throttle. Here's some more. These are in New York City because today there were 16 different protests, 1-6, that took place all over New York. They were in Wall Street. They were outside of Trump's first day in criminal court. Then they also took to the Brooklyn Bridge. And here's some of the sounds from New York City. I can't believe it. And then it gets better if you think that that's bad enough. Then Congressman Ro Khanna, who represents California in Congress, here he is. I couldn't believe I heard this remark. He actually thinks the protesters are like those who were marching with John Lewis. Now, John Lewis is clearly a patriotic American. He is no longer with us. But talk about a courageous man. There he was marching on the bridge in Selma, and certainly somebody who was fighting for, you know, rights, equal rights for all people, no matter the color, creed of their skin. You think of him and Martin Luther King and what they accomplished, all right? Well, somehow Ro Khanna of California thinks that these protesters are in the same league. Listen to this hogwash.
Look, what I'd say is that the law enforcement are handling it appropriately. They're making arrests. Of course, in this country, we have a long tradition of protests and marches, most famously on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. So you can't stop people from doing that, but they have the consequence of being arrested, and the law enforcement is showing appropriate restraint.
Yeah, they're shouting death to America, Israel burn in hell, Hezbollah, which is a terrorist group. It turns out, by the way, one of these guys who was, I think, the one leading in Chicago actually had his home invaded by the FBI. They raided his house a number of years ago because they were worried of his terrorism ties. I wonder why. Maybe they need to pay another visit after his cheering and chanting and hooray for Iran over the weekend. I mean, you can't make it up. And yet they're still having a good old time. And there's a difference. I'm a big believer in First Amendment. I'm a journalist. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a huge supporter of the First Amendment. But there's a big difference between the First Amendment and hate speech. and saying death to America in the country that has given you so many opportunities. And when you see what's going on in other places of the world, to sit there and to inspire people to wreak havoc to politicians, no matter what side of the political aisle, and also to separately inspire some of these homegrown folks. That's the thing I worry about. You got all these loony kazoonies, homegrown folks. There was a guy the other day from who got inspired by ISIS. He's from Idaho. He was planning on shooting up some churches in Idaho, which is really horrible. And he got inspired online, and who knows what he's watching. You know, they see these groups, they think, oh, how, look how cool, they're clapping. Oh, it's a good thing. It's not a good thing. You shouldn't be trashing the greatest country in the world while you're living here at the pleasure of the greatest country in the world. And so earlier today on Katz and Cosby, John and I were talking with Senator Tom Cotton. And he took issue not only with the protesters, but he took issue with President Biden's wimpy policy and his, don't worry, Israel, stand down now. Now that you've gotten assaulted by hundreds and hundreds of drones and cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, because you were able to take it out, call it a win, and let's just move on. Absurd. Here is Senator Tom Cotton.
Joe Biden seems to be totally allergic to offensive operations. And I bring it back again to our own sailors, Judge. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of sailors sitting on U.S. naval vessels in the Red Sea who are at risk every single minute from drone and missile strikes coming out of Yemen. And all Joe Biden will do is shoot those drones and missiles out of the sky, or maybe shoot them as they're fueling up on the launch pad. He simply will not go on offense against these Yemeni outlaws and strike their command and control centers, their weapon storage sites, their radar systems, and so forth. It's exactly what he's doing with Israel. It's exactly what he's done with Ukraine. But wars are not won on the defense.
Wars are not won on the defense. And Senator Tom Cotton knows he was in Iraq, and he was also in Afghanistan as an Army Ranger. And he was there in one of the locations with 101st Airborne. So he knows the drill. And yet, here we are watching our country capitulate and asking Israel to do the same. And then at the other hand, also not saying anything to these huge groups that are now amassing, clearly coordinated, clearly paid protesters that are getting the word out and watching on social media too, joining together and deciding, okay, well, all of us are going to block bridges and make everybody's lives miserable. And we're going to say America burn in hell and burn flags. Isn't that nice? I'm being facetious because I just find it so disrespectful. And I also wonder, had this president early on said, we will not tolerate this on American soil. You are welcome to have a nice little peaceful protest. It's First Amendment. But if you start threatening death to this or death to that, or you start blocking roadways and bridges so people can't cross, like today, the Golden Gate Bridge in both directions was closed for a number of hours. Apparently, the people actually chained themselves to the cars using pipes. Can you imagine? So they couldn't move them for hours. And then, as I mentioned, in New York, they also were blocking the Brooklyn Bridge, at least in one direction for a while. They wouldn't take the sidewalk. No, no, no. They have to make everybody's lives miserable. People were leaving from Chicago, getting out of their cars and running to the airport with their luggage. This is what these people are doing. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. We'll take your calls when we come back here on The Rita Cosby Show.
The Rita Cosby Show. It's the Rita Cosby Show.
Shake my window, sweet seducing. is just an apple. Then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature.
And it is human nature to kind of keep pushing the envelope. And clearly, those protesters are doing just that all over the streets of America today, and also in Iran and elsewhere. By the way, how much do you think that what happened is a little bit of a scene out of Wag the Dog? John Catsimatidis and I were talking earlier today on Cats and Cosby on WABC at 5 o'clock. And it's really interesting because, I mean, have you ever heard of suddenly 99% of drones and cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, all of these things being thwarted? That's a great record, but is it too good of a record? Interesting. Worth thinking about, worth asking. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Mike, line three. Mike, what do you make of these loony kazoonies? Is the nicest thing I can say, but I think it's, I get so angry to see these people on American soil trashing our great country.
You know, it is amazing, Rita. You can't make it up. I love that expression, and I've used it too, loony kazoonies. Closing down bridges, Golden Gate, anti-Israel, pro-Palestine. It's amping up all over the country and total hogwash. And what's the president doing? He's meditating probably with an ice cream cone. And what about, you know, it's getting to the point, the Red Sea, you know, we're poised with our Navy. And what about the Secretary of Defense? Are you in the shadows, too? Are you sick? You know, he was AWOL when he was sick. I mean, it is just, you know, out of control in many respects. And cruise missiles and other things that, you know, Iran is orchestrating. And it's like, you know what it reminds me of, Rita? After, and this is, you know, small in comparison, the protests and demonstrations after 9/11, I think it was Jersey City, small amount
yes,
of people.
Yes, yeah, where they were cheering.
Burning the American flag, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what I kept thinking about, too, through all of this? You talked about President Biden. All he said before, when he was getting intelligence and all that, as many people were, that the strike was going to happen, he said, oh, I got a message for them. Don't. Are you kidding me? They were like, what a wimp.
Rita Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by GoyaCares.com because you are a precious gift from God. Be sure to check out GoyaCares.com and all they do to combat human trafficking, especially with our wide open southern border. Check out GoyaCares.com. And this story coming from Westlake, Ohio, where a convenience store owner called police detectives about 1:30 p.m. In the early part of April to report concerns that there was an elderly man depositing large sums of money into a cryptocurrency ATM that was in the store. Now, the store owner said that the man was standing by nearby for quite a while and receiving instructions from someone on a cell phone. And the store owner correctly assumed that the man was being scammed. So police officers arrived just in time to speak to the man and stop the cryptocurrency transaction before it was finalized and funds passed to the perpetrators. The almost victim had received a pop-up message on his home computer indicating that his system had been compromised. The scammer scared the man by falsely claiming that criminals had gotten into his PC, had used it to trade child pornography, and that he somehow would be implicated if he didn't suddenly pay up for the cleanup of the machine. Now, the Westlake Police Department warns residents there and, of course, across the country to be careful of scammers contacting them through pop-up messages, emails, or texts, or phone calls demanding payment in gift cards, cryptocurrency, or bank cash withdrawals. Everybody credits the reaction from the store owner helping this elderly man and, of course, the men and women in blue arriving on the scene and letting the man know he is being scammed. What a sad, sad thing to think about, how many of these elderly people are constantly scammed online in a variety of ways. So it's important that police educate people, young and old, of the dangers of all of that. And speaking of dangers, I think it's actually very dangerous to see these protests that are taking place across the country, these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah, and pro a whole bunch more, pro-Houthi, if you will, too, because if they're chanting and cheering for Iran, they're chanting and cheering for all of their proxies, too. And listen to this protest in Michigan over the weekend.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America. Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth." And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
Really frightening. On American soil. Really frightening. I'll tell you, I think about something that happened years ago. It was soon after 9/11, and it was in November 2001. The president of Iran, Mohammad Khatami, had wanted to do like a meal with a couple journalists. I was asked to come and join. And it was certainly an interesting discussion. And at one point, I asked him the question, because it was soon after 9/11, of course, and everybody was already knowing that bin Laden was behind 9/11 and obviously inspiring and orchestrating everything with the hostage, the terrorists, I should say, who took over those planes and slammed them into the Twin Towers and obviously into Shanksville and obviously into the Pentagon. And so there I am sitting with Mohammad Khatami, again, the president of Iran at the time. And I remember asking him, because he was sort of dancing around a little bit of his verbiage, if you will, about Bush, because President George W. Bush, of course, was in the Oval Office at that time as president. And I said to him, well, what's the difference between bin Laden and George W. Bush? And I remember him cocking his head and looking at me, and he's like, there is no difference. They're both terrorists. And I thought, oh boy, are we in trouble now? If that is the way that the so-called moderate leader at the time of Iran views America. Can you imagine what some of the, quote, non-moderate ones think of America? Well, I think we're sadly getting a lot of taste of it, even from American soil, when you hear these protesters chanting despicable things about our country, and nobody is saying anything. I mean, it's just, it is really, really shocking. And even John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, of course, who a lot of people thought, boy, that guy's all over the place. And he sure did look that way when he was doing the debates. But you go back and he's actually been one of the best in the Senate, I would say, and in Congress in many ways, really condemning these attacks on Israel. And even came out over the weekend, he said he disagrees with the way that Benjamin Netanyahu has been handled by President Biden. He said he still thinks Biden's a great president, which is obviously something for questionable behavior. But he does say that he really has a problem with the way that Biden hasn't been clamping down and on protests, but yet has been clamping down on Netanyahu. It's an interesting issue. And the fact that it is Fetterman who's sort of raising the bar and raising the awareness about this, boy, is that really, really, really interesting. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Michael. Line two, Michael, your thoughts.
Rita, let's not forget that we have a senator in our Senate that inspired Iran to attack Israel by the name of Chuck Schumer. Remember a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, Chuck Schumer said that we should, Netanyahu should not lead Israel?
Yeah, he said he's an obstacle for peace. Yep, I remember. Yeah,
and the way I see that, that tells the Iranian mullahs and the leadership there, hey, there might be a break or potential break in our alliance with Israel. Now, my question is that tells me Chuck Schumer is a threat to Israel and us. So where's the IDF or at least the JDL to call him out on that? Because I know that inspired Iran. Because you have the Senate leader telling the world publicly in our Capitol building that Netanyahu must be relieved of his duties to in Israel, but he didn't say nothing about the Iranian leadership, you know, that there should be regime change in Iran. He said nothing about that. But he goes after Netanyahu.
Yeah, and by the way, you left out also.
Got to get rid of Chuck Schumer.
Hey, Michael, and Michael, stay with us, because you know what's interesting? The other thing that was stunning about Chuck Schumer is that he is the highest ranking American official elected, you know, in terms of elected. You look at, I mean, here's a guy who should be, you would clearly think would be really, really supporting Israel, and he claims to be. And when he made those comments, I agree with you. That was so dangerous and so destructive. And it's the same thing when you see Biden the other day. Remember, Biden came out and said that Netanyahu's military strategy is a mistake. And I have never seen yet, Biden look at the camera and say, this is what he should have done on day one, by the way, Michael. On the very first day, he should have said, you have American hostages there. First of all, they had killed, I think, 31 Americans. Remember when everything happened on October 7th?
Yeah.
And he should have said, don't you dare touch an American. Don't you dare touch any of those hostages. They are all getting out. Otherwise, you are not getting a single aid truck coming into Gaza. And he should have had the guts to say that day one. I wonder, would those hostages be out now if he had had some guts, as opposed to acquiescing to Iran and to Hamas and others throughout this whole process? Michael, your thoughts?
Yeah, my thought is this. Biden, yes, that's a given. He's a failure. He's on the side of Hamas. He's on the side of Iran. He gave him $5 billion with Obama. But Chuck Schumer, let's not forget about Chuck Schumer. We got to get him out of our Senate. I think that really inspired Iran to attack Israel. If I was an Iranian leader, that would tell me, hey, this is a potential break in the alliance between USA and Israel.
Yeah, checked it. Remember, Michael, Biden was asked, hey, what did you think of Chuck Schumer's speech? And he said, oh, I thought it was a good speech. I mean, like,
that's
he
true.
Gave him the stamp of approval, Michael. You can't make it up.
Yeah. To my fellow Americans, and especially of the Jewish faith, Chuck Schumer is your enemy.
Yeah, I think he is completely undermining Israel.
And he cannot be a leader.
By the way, did you see this weekend,
America.
Michael? He came out this weekend and he was like, you know, we stand by Israel. And I'm thinking, he is waffling, flipping, and flopping just like Biden is. I agree with you. I think some of the comments he made were so out of line.
I think we should check the finances. I want to see who's paying other than the American taxpayer, because how could he say that against our ally Israel?
Well, that's why I think, Michael, I think it was orchestrated by Biden. You know, whether I don't know if he's getting paid or not, but I can tell you that I think clearly Biden gave his seal of approval or encouraged him or asked him to do it because it was clearly a coordinated effort. It wasn't a shock to Biden. He said, oh, yeah, we spoke about it. And I thought it was a great speech. In other words, he was nudging it the whole way. So that it's disgraceful. Yeah. And for the top Jewish leader in the Senate to say that and then now to come out, oh, we support Israel. Well, then have a consistent message. This back and forth, they're trying to appease everybody. They are playing politics. And Schumer, I agree, has thrown Israel under the bus because he's trying to help his buddy Joe Biden.
I got one last thing to say. If there's any Israeli deaths coming from that attack that we don't know if that someone's in the hospital, the blood of that Israeli citizen is on the hands of Chuck Schumer also. And let's not forget that. And he represents New York. Oh, my God. You know, he has to be taken out of the Senate. He cannot be in a leadership position. He has proven that he's an enemy to the free world. He's an enemy to America. And he's an enemy to our ally, Israel. But thank you, Rita, for all you do for America.
Thank you, Michael, and you too. Thank you so much. Let's go to Norm. Norm, your thoughts.
My thoughts are Schumer is a dinosaur, and he's been there forever and ever. Obviously, the people of New York, not me, you know, they love him because he's...
Although you know what, I'll tell you something, Rocco. A lot of people are disappointed in the comments that he made about Israel at this moment.
Right.
You know, it's not a, you know, I think a lot of people are surprised at these, you know, anti-Israel protests that are taking place in college campuses. So I think there's been a lot of eye-opening, Norm, you know, your thoughts.
And I agree with you, Rita, about I believe that there was some sort of coordination between the Iranians and Joe Biden. I absolutely believe that. I mean, it just seems so logical. I mean, that, you know, how in the hell did they get 99% of every one of these drones?
Yeah, it seemed a little sloppy, you know. And also, it's odd that you'd say, hey, you know, we're going to hit and you have 8 hours, you know. And everybody knew it was coming. I mean, we even talked to General Kellogg on Friday, and he was like, yeah, we've been, you know, he came right out and he said, listen, these two airlines are not flying there. Other ones are not flying. This isn't happening. And these are all these stages, like the stage is set. So I think everybody expected it. It wasn't like some element of surprise or anything. It was more, I think, obviously also, whether you believe the wag the dog or not, it was also clearly to send a message that, hey, here's what we could do, but you wonder how could they get all those down? Was it because they had so much warning, or did they have a little more information than we know? There may be more to the story. It's a very unusual thing that so far, I think it's a 7-year-old girl who was injured. That's the extent of the damage. And I don't think Iran is that bad militarily. You know, I mean, you know, I think Israel is a great military, and they had the aid of U.S. and others. But I don't know. I find there's something a little odd. I can see why John is bringing it up. I think it's an interesting point. 1-800-848-9222. We'll continue your calls, everybody, after the break.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
We are back here on the Rita Cosby Show. By the way, also in the next hour, we're also going to be talking about President Trump in court today. The first time ever that a former president is in a criminal trial. It's in New York City. Of course, Alvin Bragg, who could be focused on repeat offenders and violent criminals, instead is focusing all his time, it seems, pretty much on Donald Trump. So he could say, oh, look what I did, everybody. And this is a case that never should have been brought. It's typically a misdemeanor at best. And usually it's something that doesn't go to the level of a case like this. This is ridiculous. They bumped it up all the way to a felony because they wrapped it up saying that happened in cahoots with another crime. And essentially, even though everybody passed on it before, Alvin Bragg felt the time was right, maybe right before the presidential election. But it's not about election interference, remember? So we're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Rocco. Rocco, what do you make? We're talking about these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters, pro-Hezbollah protesters today.
Good evening, Rita. Pleasure to speak to you as usual. Yes, totally disgusting and despicable. You're in America. You don't like it? Leave. We're not keeping you here. We're not Russia. We don't send you to Siberia. We're not China that tracks you wherever you go and whatever you do. Leave. Get the hell out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Give me a break. You don't like it? Leave. No one's keeping you here, you schmuck.
Yeah.
All right?
By the way, Rocco, I feel the same way. I get so angry. I'm with you. And then that they're burning an American flag. It's
disgusting.
Like, are you kidding me? I also think, Rocco, we need to find out, because I know some of the protests that took place in New York, like especially even around like the Christmas tree time, there were a number of folks that were, you know, some of the illegal migrants. We need to find out, who are these individuals? Are they here in the country legally? And if they're not, like you said, get the heck out. I'd love to see them. Can you imagine them protesting in China? Or in Iran?
Hell no.
Oh, my God.
Tiananmen Square.
Right.
Rita, Tiananmen Square, right? China. What did the Chinese do?
Yep.
They rolled tanks over their own people and killed them.
Yeah.
Tiananmen Square.
Yeah,
people,
they should be kissing
that,
the ground on the freedoms that we have in this country and not abusing
do that
it.
In Russia and see how you die in a Siberian prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You suddenly go for a walk like Navalny, right?
Yes, absolutely. You disappear. No one knows where you are, but everyone knows you're not there anymore. Okay, it's ridiculous. My family served in the military up and down for this country. My uncle had his head blown off when he fought with General Patton in World War II in the Second Army against Rommel in the desert. He stayed in the military. They stitched him up, and then he was at the Battle of the Bulge 4 years later and took a bullet there. And this is what my dad was in the Merchant Marines for 4 years, and he was only a 16-year-old kid when he went in. Bull crap. Get out of this country. You haven't done a damn thing for it. You don't deserve to be here. Go to Palestine.
You know what?
This country so bad, go to Palestine and see how you like it. If you're gay, they'll hang you.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, Rocco, I feel your passion. And by the way, at my dad's prisoner of war camp, a lot of the guys from the Battle of the Bulge were in the same camp as my dad. So I got a soft spot for anybody who was a part of World War II. You know how much I love and appreciate our U.S. military. I agree with you. Get out of here.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.